it's been a really tough year. Everyone knows that we have hot and dry conditions in Nebraska periodically, but when we draw a year that's in the top five for both heat and top five for low rainfall, you know it's not going to be good. If we would have had the same hybrids that we had in the 70s or even in 1980, which was our last real serious drought in this area, I suspect that we would have lots of fields of zero yield. The improvement that's been made through plant breeding and marker-assisted technology is really telling a story out there. We have fields that, while they're not going to be good yields, will have some yield in them. And with the prices that we have, I really think that lots of folks in agriculture are going to be surprised at how much corn there is in some of the fields and how well it's possible to fare even under such dire situations. Now, that being said, there are some really tough fields and really tough areas and huge differences among planting dates and even among hybrids. But we really think that just the change in technology is going to benefit the state by millions of dollars.
So I know you spoke this morning here and talked about some of the things coming down the road that you're looking forward to. What are one or two of those that you're excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about addressing water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. We use more energy in our corn crop in the form of nitrogen fertilizer than we do as fuel. And that's something that just desperately needs to be addressed. We need to figure out ways to stabilize the nitrogen chemically, but we also have to figure out how plants can either change their date or rate of uptake or their metabolic efficiency in using it so that we can grow more product with less applied.